Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is about to add its final character very soon and announce it any sort of month. So this is pretty much my last time to make my predictions and also let you guys know which characters I need to have in this game added and just ones that I actually really hope. Some of these might not come true. Some of them, even all of them, might not come true at all because it's always so wacky and crazy to guess. But I still think it would be fun to guess and have some fun doing this. Of course, my name is Zach. I'm one of your main hosts of Critics Play Games. I'm supporting the Tank Top today because we need to show them muscles. But you also might be listening to us on audio only. And if you are, well, make sure to rate, follow us, and all sorts of great things like that. As well as you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe button so we can keep having great, fun time over here. This is a laid-back, relaxed type of video, and we're going to have some fun today. Once again, I am one of your hosts of Critics Play Games. Leo and Christian aren't with me today, but it's time to dive into which characters must be joining Super Smash Bros. Ultimate and which ones I really hope do. Of course, coming in at my number 10 is Sora. I love Sora. I love the Kingdom Hearts franchise. And just thinking about all the different possibilities of using different keyblades and different costumes and even the different assists that you might be able to bring in here just blows my mind. This is a character that I think many people have been looking forward to a while. It's one character that I never think will actually end up happening here, but I wanted to mention him just on the side fact that maybe one day he could. I mean, I never think we'd get Cloud and Sephiroth. And look at us now, that's exactly where we are when it comes down to the Super Smash Bros. Franchise. Two characters, and even look at Snake from Metal Gear Solid, never thought of that happening. Sometimes the most special characters show up in unique ways, and Sora is one of the ones that I think maybe one day could possibly happen. If not this Smash Brothers, maybe the next one. I know there's already kind of been discussions and rumors that Disney just wouldn't let them, but hey, things can change. And up next, we have Knuckles, which is, of course, we already got Sonic, and I know we have some more assist trophies. I'm pretty sure Knuckles is one of the assist trophies as well. I gotta be honest here, even if they're a spirit or a mascot or whatever, you could still bring him in as a fighter. Come on, Knuckles is, again, when you look at Sonic, the other two most iconic characters, or three, you got Tails, Knuckles, and Shadow. For me, I would want to see Knuckles become the next fighter in here as well. I think Knuckles just has it in him. He has the punches, he has the kicks, he has the flips, he has everything you could possibly imagine. And even though I love Sonic the Hedgehog in the game, I need me some Knuckles. Come on, Knuckles needs to be in here. Plus, Knuckles is going to be in the next Sonic the Hedgehog movie, so it's perfect timing. And of course, at my number 8, we have Rayman. This was my first platformer I ever played back on the PlayStation 1. Yes, even before I ever got introduced to Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, I have always loved Rayman. I love revisiting these games. And I've honestly, when it comes down to every single Rayman game, besides the rabbit games with the rabbits, I have almost played every single one of these games, and I will continue to do the same. I think the world, the characters are so much fun, and the last couple of platformers they've made with Rayman were phenomenal. This is a character that I really do hope they end up putting in Smash this time around, and if he's the final character, I will be hyped. But at my number 7 is Beautiful Joe, another character that has not seen an appearance in gaming since the GameCube era, if I'm right or wrong. I might be wrong on that, but at least in my memory, the last time I ever saw or played this game was back on the GameCube. And for me, I loved Beautiful Joe. I loved seeing this. And in the world of superheroes, Beautiful Joe fits so much well into there. His style, his tone, and I don't know if it's just me or you. I want to see him fight Captain Falcon and get Falcon punched, or maybe he does a flip and a kick and kicks his ass too. So many more different fun elements in there for Beautiful Joe, but I definitely think he needs to be in Smash. And up next is Chrono Trigger. This is seriously one of the characters that I'm absolutely shocked. Out of all the characters I'm about to say, this is the one I'm absolutely shocked has never been in. When we have Earthbound and Mother 3 characters like Ness and Lucas showing up in here, which I love both of those, this is a game that debuted back on the Super Nintendo and is still a timeless classic to today. To today's standards, I love Chrono and I love the triggeredness and the RPG and all that sorts of specialness in there. It's a game that has always left its mark in the back of my head and a character that I really hope that we do see in Smash Brothers. Again, whether it's the final character in here or eventually when we get that sequel that we know they'll make, I need some Chrono right now. Next, we have the Doom Slayer or Doom Guy from Doom. He's a badass, he's a killing machine, and he would just be awesome. We don't have too many characters that use guns and kind of the same materials that Doom does, but I think he would kind of work in the same vein as a Metroid kind of Samus character to kind of play off of, and I would absolutely eat it up if Doom Slayer showed up in Smash Brothers. Again, both Doom games are on the Switch. Doom has also been prevalent on some Nintendo consoles, and it's one of the biggest IPs right now. We wanted some fun to be added into here. This is what should be done. Now, of course, before we get to my top four, make sure, guys, to hit that like and subscribe button, rate us, follow, all sorts of things like that, and leave a comment on which character you want to see show up as the final character in the Smash Brothers Ultimate DLC, and just in general, who you hope would show up in the future of the Smash Brothers franchise. Hit that like and subscribe button once again, follow, rate us, let's get back to the video. Next, we have Conker from Conker's Bad Fur Day, a game that really was a one and done, and it is such a shame because I've always loved going back to Conker. Every version of this game, the 64, the Xbox, no matter what, when Conker's there, I want to be there. It's hilarious, it's fun, and I love what Rare was able to do with this game back in the day. Now, I do know Microsoft has the rights right now to this, and Nintendo and Microsoft are pretty good buds, so I'm actually really hoping that Conker is the big surprise character. I think it would take everyone by storm. We already have Banjo and Kazooie, two characters that I never thought would be in Smash Bros., but I was wrong, and I'm hoping that everyone who tells me that I'm wrong about Conker, that I end up coming out right, because this is just a character that would just go with the insanity of Smash Brothers. And don't tell me because he's M-rated that he can't be in there. We already got Metal Gear Solid, so this thing can definitely make its way in. Next, we have Master Chief himself, the Spartan Soldier. Now, this character, I think, would just break the internet if he ended up going in Smash. And being the final character, if they were to introduce it or even announce it coming out later this year, it would work because the last Halo game, at least of right now for this trilogy, Halo Infinite, is coming out in December. So you correlate those releases, you bring it about, it would get us Nintendo fans excited and also the Microsoft fans excited to see Master Chief flail in and hit Mario with an energy sword and pick him up and shoot him and throw him off because he's super strong, and all the different abilities that you could do with that, I think, would be an absolute blast, and I would love to see Master Chief in the Smash Brothers universe. Guys, we're getting to my top two, and if you followed me for a while on my private channel, or just in general in this spirit, there are two characters that I have been whining and championing to show up in Smash Brothers. At my number two is Spyro the Dragon. My favorite platformer of all time is the original Spyro the Dragon game. I love it. I eat it up. I would play the shit out of this game. I still play it. I love the remasters. This is a character that I think absolutely deserves to be in Smash Brothers right now. From all the different elements, it's a unique character that we don't have anything like it yet in Smash Brothers. And I just think the charm, the lovability, and the colorfulness of Spyro's purpleness would just work so well in Smash Brothers. I would love to go up against Duck Hunt Dog or Wii Fit Trainer or even Toad, or Toad's not in the game, but like Mario, Cloud. It would just be so much fun. Again, when it comes down to iconic platformers, I reign as Spyro being the number two most iconic, besides Mario and Sonic, of course, but there is one more that is not in Smash yet, and this, of course, will be my number one, and my number one is Crash Bandicoot. I have been saying it for time after time after time. He is not a Sony icon anymore. He's owned by a different company. He's on every platform. I love Crash Bandicoot. While Spyro is like the more nostalgic one for me personally, and even Rayman as well, Crash Bandicoot is one of the most iconic properties of all time when it comes to platformers, and he deserves. I would rank it as like Mario, Sonic, Crash. Like that's how the platformers go for me. And then you maybe put like Spyro and Rayman and Banjo and Kazooie and whatnot. But seriously, Crash Bandicoot's that high up, and it's absolutely shocking to me. I wish I would do reactions to every time these characters were being announced on Nintendo Directs, because every time I'm like, it's gotta be Crash, and it's not. And every time they announce a new Crash Bandicoot game for the Switch or that they're bringing something over, I'm like, okay, it's gotta be Crash this time, and it's not. Every damn time I am disappointed, and it pisses me off, and I'm hoping that this final reveal, whoever this might, the last character might be for Smash Brothers Ultimate, is Crash Bandicoot. I think it would be such a great way to end the game and the support, and then again, let us play this game for as long as we possibly can, and then jump in to the next one whenever that comes out, whether it's years from now, because this is the best version of Smash, and it just makes me so excited to see what they might do. I do have some honorable mentions, though, and I want to give credit to where credit is due. I didn't include them in this list because I absolutely think there's no way they'll ever be included. That is Sly Cooper, Jak and Daxter, and Ratchet and Clank. When it comes to more platformers, those are three of the most also iconic ones, but it's more on the Sony properties than anything that's multi-platform. And I think if Sony's going to want to give them over, they just do another PlayStation All-Stars, which was a little underrated, and I actually wouldn't mind seeing another one of those, but nothing holds up to Smash. I love me some Smash Brothers. I love me some Nintendo. And those are my top 10 must-see characters to either be the final edition for Smash Brothers Ultimate or whether to show up later down the road in a next Smash Brothers game. My name is Zach. Again, I am one of your hosts of Critics Play Games. Hit that like, subscribe button, follow us, rate us, let us know how we're doing, and let's have that great discussion down below in the comment section. So, of course, guys, until next time, have a great day and keep playing games.